get away from here. I don't want to get away from here and not let God know how much I appreciate His Spirit and His blessing on my life. I owe Him my life. Now, I know if you got a couple of days, I could sit down and tell you all my faults, but I'm sure you don't want to know those. I've got a lot of them, but this one thing I do know. If I let God work on me, some of them He'll get out of me, and eventually He may get all of them out, all out, but then they won't be nothing left of me. You know, you think, man, I've got so many faults here, if He gets rid of all of them, I ain't me. You know, but I think, well, Lord, I ain't no good the way I am, so. But, you know, as many faults as I've got, I begin to realize that the only one that can help me is Jesus and His Spirit. That's why I keep trying to come to church, because I know this is the only place I know that I'm going to get help. Because, you know, my help is not out there. I've already found that out. I've already found out they'll listen to your faults. But now they won't listen very long. You can sit down and tell them your troubles, and a lot of times they'll get up and walk away. You begin to tell all your troubles to. But you know, there's one person that will listen to every trouble that you've got, and that's Christ. He'll listen to everything you've got. I remember one time, I've told this before, but I remember, I'll never forget this. This was a big lesson to me, and I guess it increased my faith in God's, or my trust in Him, I guess you might say. I remember we was going to church in Godfrey, Illinois, and we was coming back from a meeting, and my transmission started going out on me. We was about 150 miles from home, and I heard this little clunk. And it just didn't sound right. But, I mean, it just kept going, you know. And I thought, something's not right here. But anyway, I kept going. I thought, if we just make it home. And so, boy, all of a sudden my tires locked up on my van and skidded over to the side of the road. And I kind of like Brother Smith said one time, me and Al was out and I was going to work over. I had this Volkswagen and started sliding, going up this hill, sliding around and slid off in the ditch. And I said, here we are. Well, that's where I was. Here we are. And I had wife and kids there, and I think it was hot, pretty hot. But anyway, I kept bargaining with God. I said, Lord, here I am, and I put all my time to go to this meeting. Then You let me break down out in the middle of the road on the interstate, you know. And I think if I had two quarters in my pocket to rub together, I was fortunate. I think because my money, my wife carried it, and she said, all we got is, I'm going to say $5 in those 50-cent pieces. I'd been saving them for a long time, but she's carrying them around. I think we thought we better take them. Well, I give them to, I think Brother Michael came by a number of hours later. We sat there on the side of the road and sat there. But anyway, I had took off and went up the road, and I went into a station, and beside it they had a mechanic in there, I guess the owner, and he worked on cars. And I went and asked him, and I said, sir, I've got a transmission that went out on my van. And I said, would you help us? Man, he said, I don't help people that's on the road out there. He said, because every time I do, I get skint. So I didn't know what to say. Before I asked him, I said, sir, we had been to a church meeting. I put that out to emphasize that. I said, we've been to a church meeting. But I don't have any money, you know. And so I said, but I'll write you a check if you'll help me get on the road and get home. It will be hot, but if you'll hold it for a few days, it'll be good. Man, all those down deals, you know. You know, when he told me, he said, I don't help people that is on the road out there because every time I do, I get skinned. He said, there's no telling how much money I have been out for people on the road. I quit doing that. I said, well, that's all right. I'm glad you're being honest with me. So I turned around and walked out, had my hands in my pocket, and man, I was like Brother Smith, getting mad at God. I was sort of upset. Actually, I was really upset because I took off 3 or 4 days here to go to this meeting. And I said, we sat through the whole thing. And, you know, and I said, we spent money that we didn't have. And I said, we spent money that we didn't have, bought gas that we didn't need to buy, you know. And I had all these things I was giving to God. And I was walking back. It was about 2 or 3 miles back up the road. Cars just flying by, you know. I thought, boy, if they just stop, we could go home. But anyway, you know, we sat there another 2 or 3 hours, and about that time, Brother Michael Smith come by, and I give him the last few 50-cent pieces. You know, the ones that had Kennedy on there? They were worth a little bit of money now. But anyway, I give them to him, and I said, go get a tow rope. So he took off, and about 20 minutes later, this guy pulls up behind me, and it started getting dark by then. He said, he jumped out of the truck. He said, you know, he said, I got to thinking about it. And he said, you know, he said, you told me the model of your van and what kind of transmission it was in it. He said, you know, I just happened to have one in the back. He said, you know, I just felt like that I needed to help you. And when we get it in, he said, I want you to follow me over to this other place over here. He said, we're going to put oil in it. And I felt about that tall because God pricked my heart. And he said, look, he said, I can do anything with anything. He said, I can do anything. He said, he made me feel so bad. He just made me feel so bad. But at the same time, I thought, Lord, I don't know how to explain the feeling that I had that God was able to look at me and to something like that to happen. I knew it was God. And this man said, you know, he said, I don't normally do this. He said, but something just touched my heart. He said, after you left, he said, I got to thinking about it. And he said, I happened to think, I remembered I had a transmission back there in the back. And he said, I went and got it out, dug it out, and looked it over, and it looked pretty good. And he pulled up, and we slid under that van and jerked that transmission out and put that one in there and cranked it up and followed him down and to another place. And he told that guy, he said, put that van on that rack. He said, put oil in that transmission and don't charge him a dime. He said, put it on my bill. And I felt like, God, I said, Lord, I told that man, I said, I hope God blesses you abundantly for helping us. Not because I'm me, but because God loves you. I felt like God, he saw fit. And it put something, a trust in me more in God than anybody can stand behind the pulpit and preach to me. That experience right there done something although I had to go through that, that experience right there put something in me, a trust in God. It made me know that He was real. And it made me realize. Now, I've messed up. I have really pulled some shenanigans since then. I've been mean. I've been downright a scoundrel since then. But I still know God loves me, and I still know that I can trust Him. I know that. Hallelujah. I know God can do anything in our lives if we only will allow it. Allow Him to touch our hearts. Allow Him to touch our spirit and our minds. Because those little things is what makes God real in our lives. I tell you, when that happened to me, I tell you what, all the way home, it's not that I didn't get something out of the meeting that we went to, but I mulled that over in my mind all the way home. And I felt so unworthy. I felt about that big. But at the same time, my spirit within me, something grew inside of me. A trust grew inside of me. A faith grew inside of me. Because I knew my God was real, and I knew that He loved me. And He would take me out of any situation that I got involved in if I would only let God work on my life. I realized that. And so I'm glad that God is real in our lives if we will only allow Him. You know, I could have said this was just coincidence or faith, but God let me know. I guess He allowed that to happen to say, buddy, I'm going to show you I'm real. I'm going to show you that I'm real. And He let me know that he was real in that situation. But anyway, I'm glad that I'm here. And I'm glad that I'm sitting under a ministry that can let me feel the Spirit of God and let it turn our lives around and let it get something down in our hearts. Because that's what changes us. That's what gets our mind converted over into the things of God. So I don't want to go away from here without letting Him know that I'm still a dirty, rotten scoundrel, but I want to let Him work on my life and to let Him change me and to let His Spirit work on me, because that's what it's going to take. One of these days, I can sit on a bank somewhere and eat a banana as long as your arm or whatever and just wiggle my feet in the river of life and no one say, you remember the time when? And you know, and you got 1,000 years and you're still I hope they do let you fish when you get up there. I tell you, when Brother Smith talked about it, I got on my iPod and I got looking and it said they took 2 fishes and fed to 5,000 people. And they took 5 fishes and some loaves of bread. It's all right to fish, I think. So I may be wrong. And I am willing to be let someone holler, get in behind me and prove me wrong. But for now, because I think even Christ Himself fixed a few fish for His disciples, I think. And so I don't know if He got them, if He went to the fish market and got them, or if He fished for them and He got them. I don't know. But I'm willing to change if God wants me to. But I'm glad at the time we can. Boy, I'd like to catch them old things. But, you know, I'm trying to turn my life. I'm not making that important. I'm trying to make God important in my life first. You see what I'm saying? Put God first in everything. and everything, make everything else secondary. And God will make up the difference. He will make up the difference. I know one time, I know Brother Michael and I, we'd go around and he said, I'd been talking for years and for a long time about getting a pontoon boat, building one or something about it. You know, I just kept thinking, I couldn't see spending $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 for a boat that I was just going to get out on the lake and fiddle around in. Well, anyway, God's allowed me to kind of get one and get around and fish a little bit. And he's blessed me with some of those things. Although, you know, I still got things to do. I'm still working. But let me tell you, if you put God first in everything in your life, and I'm working on that myself, because I'm telling you, I just got up through here a while ago and telling you I had a lot of faults, and I've still got a lot of faults, but I'm trying to work on, if I put God first in my life, and if I let him, I have seen he will make up the difference. He will make up the difference if you put God first in your life, no matter what it is, and no matter what situation comes along. If you put God first in it. But anyway, I'm so glad that I'm here. I'm glad that I'm here, aren't you? I love God.
If you would, just leave it on. I'll turn it off. After that fish story, Jesus told Peter, said, after you're converted, strengthen the brethren.
It's a new move God's people are making, and an old form they're leaving behind. The 12 apostles had to go before us, and that great man called Jesus went too. They had to willing to do that for Coming, it will lead us right now from
glad to be in the house of the Lord today. And I love Jesus Christ. And I've never really given my testimony. I'm from Midland, Texas, for those that don't know where I'm from. And I just wanted to tell I would come out of a life of drugs and alcohol. And it is a big, as Brother Smith said this morning, I'm going through a transition. And I am going through a transition. But I'm going through the right transition. I'm in the right place. And the Lord has been really blessing me. I went from 2 months of, or 2 or 3 months of out there drinking alcohol, smoking marijuana, to doing nothing. And my system is telling me one thing, and then the Lord's telling me to do something else. Well, the Lord is winning this time. The Lord is winning this time. I'm not, and my mom's coming, and I'm real thankful for that. I don't want to say proud anymore. I learned from Brother Smith not to be proud, but to be thankful. And I just wanted to tell everybody here thank you for all your kindness and for taking care of me and my daughter and Brother Smith and Sister Smith and the Durhams and just everybody in the church, because we really appreciate everybody here. And I love this church, and I don't want to ever turn from it. And if y'all ever see me doing something I'm not supposed to, tell me about it. Let me know so I can correct it. I want the help. And I just want to thank everybody for letting us be in this church tonight.
Linda really knows how to put the pressure on back. I told her, I said, I was doing that to someone one time, and the Lord put the pressure on me, and I had to get up. So anyway, I am thankful, and I don't want to leave tonight either without thanking the Lord for giving me the good touch. And for about 2 weeks, I started out kind of slow, and my heart's always been here, but I just didn't have the guts or whatever. I don't know how to explain it, but I guess was too ashamed. I've been in this since Brother Tucker. And you know, you come and things happen, you get out, you come, you're here a while, you get out. And the last time I was here, I was in the band, I was doing really good, I thought. But you can't ever think you're doing good enough, because I wasn't strong enough. I didn't have a foundation or something. I don't know. But the Lord told me the other day, driving in my car, He said, come home. It's time to come home. And I just said, Lord, I'm coming home. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care. And even though I know there's more love in this church than anywhere, I was still too ashamed. And I said, they're just going to think I'm going to leave again. And my son, I thank God for him so much because he told me, he said, Mom, if we go to any church, I want it to be our home church. And I knew then that that was from the Lord. And I said, Lord, I'm going home. I want to go home. I can't do this anymore. Because I'm out there, even my friends that I had that I thought were so close to me, they all just, they were boring to me anymore. And nothing was satisfying my soul. Nothing. Until I started giving in to the Lord, and then I said, Lord, I want that peace back. I want that harmony in my life again. I want a purpose in my life, Lord. And I want to be a good mother and example for my kids. Even though they were here when they were young, and they see me doing and serving God, it's just, they see me doing the other two, and I thought, Lord, I don't want my teenager to see this anymore. I want him to see a positive mom and one that's living with you in her life. And I just don't understand, though, and I've prayed about this so many times. What? How come I'm not strong enough to stay, Brother Smith? I don't understand that, because I try so hard, and I've got such a heart for the Lord, and that's all I've ever wanted. That's my desire, even from a young child. Even though my parents sent us to church, they weren't religious, but I knew in my heart I wanted to serve the Lord. I wanted to grow up, marry, and serve God with my family. Even as a young child, I knew that. But I just can't get, I don't know. But I told the Lord, this time, I was telling Sister Linda the other day, I said, this time I've got to get in there and I've got to get all I can, because I need a grasp on the Lord this time. I don't want to leave anymore. If you all can pray for me for that, because I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. I tried, and I know I wasn't reading my Bible as much, but I was reading it. But I don't know. But I'm just thankful that the Lord never turned his back on me, and that he brought me back. If you guys will just pray for me and pray for my children. I'm just thankful to be here.
I just, you know, because there's not any time that I come to church, I'm thankful. And so I should always have that something to say. I always a lot of times say, oh, I don't have anything to say, but that's something right there to be thankful. And oh, my goodness, you weren't here last Sunday, Brother Smith. I don't think you were. But God really gave me a good touch. And somebody, I think it was Anthony, I was at their house Tuesday, and he said, Sister Linda, don't get mad at me. I'm not trying to be rude, but you look funny. You were dancing in circles and going around. I said, I know. I said, well, I didn't know at the time. I said, but a long time ago, I said, me and Sister Ann, that was my dancing partner. I said, we used to get up there and, I mean, do all this turning. I mean, I didn't realize that I was doing it at the time and how fast, but people would tell us we'd be going like 100 miles an hour. It kind of reminded me like that. You know, y'all know the story about the Aunt Jemima, not the Aunt Jemima, was it? You know, about the pancake thing. You remember they turned to butter or something? I thought one of these days we're going to turn to something out there. But it was something like that Sunday night. And that is God, because I, you know, physically, there's no way that I could have done that. I mean, I barely get up there and just, you know, shake around a little bit. But, you know, I got bad knees, bad shoulders, bad back. And God just, like brother said, you know, God can do anything with anything. And let me tell you, he showed me that whether I'm hurting or whatever, if I just put an effort, and that's what I all the time, I mean, I want to get blessed. I want to praise him and never, you know, sit back and not do anything about it. But I try, I do, and I guess he finally thought, well, let me give her something to, you know, shout about. And, oh, my God, all week I've been so in, like, cloud nine and just thankful that I got that touch. And then tonight I didn't get, like, last week, but I was flexible. You know, I was telling all the ones around me, I said, y'all don't realize. I said, I'm so overwhelmed because I can move my body this way and that way without hurting. And, you know, and that's something big for me. And so I don't want to go home without thanking him again. And who knows, you know, I might not be able to do that for a while, but I am so thankful for what I get when he does bless me, because I want to come expecting something every time. And I mean, I do. I always receive something. It might not be that type of touch, but I always do. And even when I help somebody, and tonight I didn't go up there for anything. I just went trying to help Sudana, and all of a sudden it's like a line of electricity just started shooting through me, and I was like, oh, there I go. And it was like, oh, I just let it go, and I just let him have his way with me, and I'm so thankful. And I just know that, like I was telling her this afternoon, that I said, you know, we're all human. I said, and we're going to have those feelings about not wanting to go get dressed so we can go to church and this and that. But I said, you know what? I mean, every time, well, no, I didn't say this, but I forgot to tell her that every time that I have not felt like it and I come, I go home feeling different. Every time. I mean, I have energy. I don't have energy when I get here, and I have energy when I leave, and I can't go to sleep because I'm so wired up. But that's okay. But, you know, I know that God, you know, blesses that. And I told her, I said, you know, a lot of times I have felt like, I can't take another step. I can't go any further. And all the cares of life and everything that's going on in my life and whatever, you know. But I said, where do I go? Where can I go? Nowhere but to God. I said, he's the only one. And I said, in God's people, God has showed me. I've gone through something really very hurtful here in the last month or so, including family members. And God showed me when I was going toward, it was one Tuesday morning, 2 weeks ago, going to Sister Reba's, and I was so hurt, and God put a scripture in my mind, and I didn't even, you know, was thinking in that way in the Bible, because I read my Bible every day, but not, I wasn't in that area where the one about who is your mother, who is your brother, and he who does the will of the Lord, something like that. Anyway, to me, he was letting me know that y'all are my family, y'all are my people, and God showed me, gave me a more of appreciation, because all of y'all been there for me when I needed y'all. And yeah, I know that blood is important as far as blood family, but I am so much closer to all of y'all than I am to some of them, that especially the ones that hurt me. And I don't hate them. I'm praying for them. And God knows. What went on, but I still, I'm, you know, I'm human, and I hurt, but what I'm saying, you know, I'm not hurting as bad, because I just kept saying, God, heal me, because I started getting bad feelings when that happened, and I started saying, God, you know, let this happen, let them see, and right away, I asked God to forgive me, and the verse came, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay, and I asked God to forgive me for having those thoughts, because right away, I repented. But I don't want to be that way. I want to turn everything over to God and let God take care of everything. And just like with everything else in my life, you know, I've learned to do that and let God take control. Because I can't say you're in control and then not let him take control. And I've tried. I've really have been trying harder and harder. And of course, always something else might happen to try me. But But I feel like I've passed a lot of my trials and tests, and or I wouldn't be standing here. And I'm stronger every time I come. I can't stay away because I need that. I need the Word. I need the Spirit. I need to get stronger and to face whatever I got to face here in the near future. And so I'm just so thankful. I'm not sad, and I'm not depressed, and I'm not discouraged. I'm just so overwhelmed how God has always been there for me, has always helped me with everything that I've gone through. And I want Donna to know that we're here for her. We're here if you need us, call us, or if you feel like you can't make it, or, you know, we'll give you a little push and help you. And I know I was telling her when I used to clean Sister Ann's house, I used to a lot of times didn't feel like, she could tell. I didn't tell her nothing, but she could tell that something was wrong. And she would say, sit down. Come on, let's have a talk. And I would talk, and she would encourage me. And that's good that she has her. She does her house once a month. That helps to have somebody that you work with or work for that's there if you need right then, because you haven't been to church or whatever to get encouragement. But I'm so thankful for all you sisters that have the right words in the right time to encourage me and say the right words. And I appreciate each one of y'all. And I know that I don't show it as much, but I do. I do love y'all. And I'm so thankful y'all are my family.
Well, it's felt a good spirit here today, and Lord felt the Lord's covering and got a touch from the Lord, and appreciate the testimonies I'm hearing of what the Lord's doing in people's life. And I was sitting there thinking about Sister Donna. She's talking with Shane when he sat down. You know, when you come in here, when you want to decide to give your life to God, you say, I want a new pathway. I want what those people have. You have to give up one thing, and that is you've done things all your life, the way you're doing things. And you have to be teachable. You have to be teachable. And the way you become teachable is humility. You have to say, I don't know how to do it. But I know there's instructors and teachers, and the Holy Ghost will help you. But he gave a ministry and people. We're all teachers here. We're all teaching the one just right next to us and below us, and we're looking to people that are ahead of us. You know, he said, "Well, you come in here and say, 'Well, I want to be like Sister Crow.'" Or I want to be like Sister Smith, or Sister Weiger, or Sister Durham. And see, I can go on and name. We've got some good examples here. Well, they started off the same place everybody starts off, with a willing heart and a teachable, humble. You have to humble down. Somebody said, I have a bad night and an ignorant spirit when I came in here. When you came, but you can't stay in here that way. You've got to change. And you've got to be teachable. And a lot of times you don't understand. There's some people that come in, they'll say, oh, I don't know how to do it. I'll do whatever you say. And they do. And there's some people say, well, I'll do whatever you say. I'll let you help me. And then the first chance, the first test, they take the reins away from you. So let me do it. I can do it, and they're back in the same mess of what got them coming to church to begin with. And I heard you get asked to do things that you don't understand. Like, come to church every time the door is open. Be at church at Bible study Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Now, I'm